It's the time of the year when department stores stock their shelves with different outfits for Halloween, including costumes of other cultures. Sexy geisha, hey amigo Mexican men, and replicas of Native American headdresses are some real-life examples of cultural costumes, and they can be found on various Halloween websites. Cultural costumes have led to a controversial dilemma over whether or not they are racist, sexist, and perpetuates cultural appropriation. Enrique Escarpita is a recent graduate of the U of I and is of Mexican descent. He says cultural costumes are just for fun and shouldn't be taken seriously.
Even if someone dressed up as an illegal immigrant and like a cop together, even my Mexican friends did that and it was funny, but someone could argue like, oh my God, it's the most offensive thing ever. Like personally, I don't care. Like I will not. I will laugh and be like, wow, that's bogus, and move on with my life.
But not everyone is laughing. Lisa Wade is a professor of sociology at Occidental College in Los Angeles. She says that offensiveness has been mislabeled as comedy over time.
We, as especially younger people, have forgotten or lost track of the difference between being funny and being offensive. And I think there's a lot of people that have grown up on The Simpsons and going up to Family Guy and South Park and these things and have missed that difference. And so they think that offensiveness is funny in itself.
This week, the Daily Illini published a cartoon referencing a Halloween costume that many felt was offensive. The cartoon by Rick McKee of the Augusta Chronicle depicted a small boy on Halloween night wearing beard stubble makeup, climbing over a fence, and telling his fellow trick-or-treaters, "I'm going as an illegal immigrant." The student-run newspaper issued an apology after receiving complaints about the cartoon. Escarpita says he's wary of others who make accusations that a certain Halloween costume is offensive. He says people should not speak for a group that they do not identify with or belong to.
I think a lot of people, for that sense, try to speak for others as a whole. Oh, that's offensive. Well, actually, no, it isn't. And I don't find that offensive. So maybe you should speak for yourself instead of trying to speak for everyone else.
However, Wade says everyone has a voice in speaking out against cultural appropriation and that remaining silence only condones it.
I don't think it's a good idea to be silent because if we don't speak about race influence or racism and these things, we're deciding to be silent on it, which is in a way condoning it.
Walmart's and the British online fashion store ASOS have both discontinued sales of Halloween costumes criticized as racist this year. I'm Sanaitz Gebregedgis, Illinois Public Media.